now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. It's nice we're having this wonderful weather, and we feel for our friends in Calgary. Hudson's from Calgary originally, and, you know, it's just been horrendous. So we hope things get better for them. They have some dry weather today. And, of course, the stampede is 2 weeks away. They're saying it's still going to go, but, you know, you never know. So, you know, the Red Cross is always around for everybody. So if you want to help people in Calgary, the best thing you can do, or in Alberta, is to get a hold of the Red Cross. Later in this show, we're going to talk to Hillary Lewis, who's got another scrap metal drive going today. So in case you've got a little bit of extra metal hanging around, she's the person to take it off your hands. Also, Hudson, last weekend we were in Toronto. He picked up the President's Award for the RTDNA. We're going to talk to him about that amazing experience. But we're going to start – oh, and also Daryl Adrian. Sorry, I forgot about him. Murphy Wall Beds. We're going to talk about great ways to customize your house. All kinds of neat features, and it's really a great selling point. Not only can you live with it for years and have the great product, but when you sell your home, boy, people – I'm in real estate, so people love these built-in features. We're going to start, though, off the top of the show talking about money because, you know, money is at the base of everything. Our money coaches who are on from month to month their book is Unstuck. Today we have Sheila Walkington, one of the money coaches. How are you, Sheila?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Now, today we're going to talk about why budgets don't work. And that may sound like a funny thing to say, or if you're a money coach, but because all these shows and things you look at, they're saying get a budget, get a budget. But sometimes it's just sort of, it just goes in one ear and out the other. Why don't they really work?
Yeah, so good question. One, I think a lot of people think about a budget kind of like at a diet. It's negative. It's about deprivation or control. So we're doing without or we're feeling very restricted. So it can be no fun and it's hard to stick to. So we're always saying, oh, I can't do that. It's not in the budget. Can't do that. It's not in the budget. And so I think people have a very negative attitude from the beginning to start with it. So, you know, we like people to have what we call a spending and savings plan, which is a bit more proactive and more living and breathing the action as opposed to sticking to a very restrictive budget.
Right, because a budget maybe is a little bit like no trespassing. You really kind of want to jump that fence, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're so conditioned to, like, if we can't do something, we really want to do it more. So it holds us back and it keeps us sort of in a place of, you know, restriction, and I don't think that's ever a good place to operate.
No, no matter whether it's food or money, we can't say restriction because it just does not work.
No, exactly.
But with money, it's summertime and we kind of get this casual approach like, oh, you know, it's nice out, it's just money, I'll deal with it in the fall, just like Christmas, we'll deal with it in January. Yeah. And we see other people going on great trips and we want to travel, we want to do things. How can we deal with if we are tight for money and still have a good summer?
Yeah, well, you know, there's tons of things to do in the summer that are fun and free, and you know, as long as it's not pouring rain, we can go for hikes, we can go for bike rides, we can, instead of going for a nice dinner on a patio, we can go for coffee or breakfast, which tends to be a little bit cheaper, or just even the drink and not the dinner. So there's all sorts of things that we can do that doesn't cost a whole lot of money but still allows us to enjoy the beautiful province of BC. Certainly the staycation is popular these days. You're just sort of staying at home and doing local day trips or, you know, picnics or hikes or anything that's close and inexpensive is still a fantastic holiday for many people.
And if you're here, you know, Hudson, we always like to pretend we're on a cruise ship arriving in Victoria. And if you were off that ship, you'd go, oh, my gosh, this is absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's so many things to do. And I think, you know, I grew up here. I was born here. And we forget to go to the waterfront or go for that drive, get that ice cream cone. So take advantage of that. But say we're in this time of year and we want a budget for travel all year. Maybe we have one or two trips a year.
Mm-hmm.
I know you like the separate accounts for things, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so this is a great time to start thinking about next year. If you're happy to do the staycation, the cheap holiday this year, but you really want to do something sort of bigger or further afield, then start saving for it now. So go to your bank and see if you can set up like a no-fee savings account where you can start saving $100 a month or $50 a month or whatever you can so that you're starting to build your travel fund for the future, for your next trip. And I like to name them, you know, if you want to go to Hawaii or Mexico, you know, maybe maybe name the account, because the banks let you rename them. And I think it's always more motivating when you can see that this money is not just for savings, it's not just for extras, it's for your trip to Mexico or your trip to Hawaii. Then it's really, really difficult to steal from it. So I'd say set it up now and start doing an automatic payment either once a month or on payday. So it starts to build up and you can see that your dream is going to come true when the money starts piling up.
Because I would think that travel is probably the biggest expense that we don't really budget for or plan for, that we don't put that in our figures when we're looking at it, because, oh, well, we're just going to take that, and people use a line of credit, and not, like in your book, you always say that's not free money. So you have to look at these trips, how many you take, and divide that out among the year, right, and be realistic about it.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the key, is to be realistic. So I always try to think about all the travel trips we're going to take, everything from, you know, going to see your grandma on Vancouver Island to a little weekend away with the girls in Whistler or the bigger family trip. And those are all, to me, travel costs. And whether you feel they're travel or vacation, you know, they're still travel costs. So think about all those little trips you're going to do throughout the year. Be realistic about how much they're going to cost. Add them up, divide by 12 or by your number of paydays, and start saving every payday for these amounts. And if you find, wow, it's way more than we thought or way more than we can afford, instead of saying we can't do that, say, what will we do to make this happen? How can we find more money for these trips, or how can we do better and do them for cheaper or free? Or less money. So there's all sorts of ways that we can do this if we're willing to do what it takes to make our goals and dreams come true.
And this time of year, too, you know, maybe there's extra work you can pick up. Maybe there's a garage sale, a lot of things that you have excess around the house that you don't really need. Maybe an extra car.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, or you know, Craigslist is great for selling stuff online or getting cheap new things if you feel like you can trade something in. But also the car, I mean, these days cars are so expensive, and I know in Vancouver we can use the, you know, Zipcar or Car Co-op or Moto, I think it's called now, and you know, maybe there's a possibility to get rid of a car. But again, think about what it is you really want, and giving up a car might be really worth it if you knew you were getting that thing that was more important, if it's family travel or a bigger house or maybe, you know, cutting down to 4 days a week. We're often more willing to sacrifice one thing if we know we're going to gain something on the other hand, and hopefully that thing is way more important than the second car or, you know, those dinners out or whatever it is. We have to prioritize and really figure out how we can make those things work.
Right, because sometimes you can't have it all, especially at once. And for me, you know, the biggest house wasn't important as travel.
Exactly. Yeah, everybody's dreams are different, right? So really take a moment to think about what's most important in your life. And I don't just mean things, but activities or adventures or lifestyle or just free time. Like some people want to have more time with their children, or they want to have time to start a, you know, write a book or a second job or a hobby. All of those things involve money in one way or another. So think about what's most important to you and then start brainstorming how you can make them happen, because there's always a way to make things happen. You just have to think creatively and really make sure that it's something that's important enough that you're willing to do what it takes.
Okay, when we come back after the break, I want to talk about those little things in the summer that may add up to a lot of stuff. Come back in a minute, and we'll talk about money.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom. Callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Shop safely and take advantage of all the great Canada Day savings, like chef-style standing rib steaks. The extreme value packs are club-priced at just $5.99 a pound. Kraft Bullseye barbecue sauce in the 425ml bottles are club-priced at buy one, get one free. And select varieties and sizes of Lucerne, Safeway, or Eating Right frozen novelties are 25% off when you use your club card. Check this week's flyer or visit Safeway.ca for all the Canada Day savings. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Adjusting to loss can bring sorrow. It can also bring joy. Victoria Hospice is there with you.
We found support, humor, and information when we needed it most. Thank you, Victoria Hospice.
Victoria Hospice provides care and comfort for patients and families facing advancing illness, death, and bereavement. They depend on community support to continue to provide that care. Visit victoriahospice.org and make your donation today.
We are Victoria Hospice. We care for the community we depend on. Please donate.
Joan and Bob here from Heirloom Linens. This summer, treat your guests royally with our new 100% cotton Jubilee sheet sets.
Available in deep jewel tone colors such as royal purple, fuchsia, peacock, and scarlet. Queen set $79.99 and king size $94.99.
And Heirloom Linens lightweight silk filled duvets are still just $99.99 any size.
Providing you with the very best service and selection for 18 years in Broadmead Village and at heirloomlinens.com.
We only sell. Expensive.
School's almost out for summer. From the Board of Education, teachers, and staff in the Sioux School District, congratulations to all 2013 grads. With one of the highest rates of Aboriginal graduation in BC, it's no surprise many of our grads are off to post-secondary next year on scholarships. For grads and returning students, have an amazing summer with your family and friends. Serving Sioux, Port Renfrew, Machosen, Langford, Colwyn, and the Highlands, the Sioux School District is shaping tomorrow today. Visit sd62.bc.ca.
Oh, that's me. We are back. TJ is going to give you a little report because we've had some bad traffic on the Malahat. What's going on, TJ?
Yeah, I just got a phone call from someone saying there's some sort of traffic incident near the top summit of the Malahat. Apparently, it's backing traffic up. Oh. She said that was a few minutes ago, so things might be clearing up now. But if you do see anything, give us a call, 250-386-1161, *1070 on your cell, and let us know how things look up there.
Perfect. Thank you so much, TJ. And now we're going to get back to money because we're talking with one of our money coaches. They're authors, speakers, and the book is called Unstuck, How to Get Out of Your Money Rut and Start Living the Life You Want. We're talking about, you know, why budgets don't work, and especially in the summertime, we don't want to overspend too much and get in trouble. But, Sheila, the little things can add up, like going to the garden store, buying plants, stuff that you just think, oh, it's just one more planter, and every week you're going and buying more plants or pretty things to decorate the back patio, but they add up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's one of our bigger expenses for some of our clients is the stuff they spend at the garden store. And, you know, there's all sorts of ways to keep it cheap and simple. I mean, obviously, starting earlier with seeds is a great way of saving money. But if you're tempted to cruise the aisles of the garden store, you know, go with a set budget in mind and really try to stick to it and think about, you know, if I only have $50, what do I really want to buy and how can I make those $50 stretch. The other thing you can do is you know, share with the neighbors, right? Because I know a lot of us buy big planters or, you know, a whole, like, six lettuces, and we don't always need all that. So start sharing with the neighbors. Or I know the thing that catches me is I always want to buy those beautiful hanging baskets. And my husband always says, you know what, Sheila, we have 10 empty hanging baskets in the backyard. Just get some dirt and start planting your own. So it's way cheaper if you do it on your own.
And it's more fun to kill a new one, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, buy one and then go on holiday and have no one water it for 2 weeks in the heat of the summer.
I know. And so take care of them. That's another thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't invest in this stuff if you're not going to maintain it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I say to myself.
Yeah, me too.
Tell me any examples you have of families, couples that you've helped with this kind of planning process that have had better summers or better vacations or better living arrangements because they have put some of this to action.
Yeah. Well, one example is in the summers we often have guests come to visit, right? And I have one couple who's just kind of got on the plan and they're really making it work and they've really made some huge changes in their life and they're feeling like, wow, this is great. We're finally out of debt and we're not adding to debt and we're starting to save for our holiday and they want to buy a new car and a house as well. And so they have their savings fund set up. But the girl's brother and kids are coming to town this summer, and she said, oh, my God, last time they came, we spent about $1,000 when they were here. And I was like, oh, my God, you guys don't have $1,000.
Do you call those freeloaders? No.
Well, you know, they probably just went to Science World Aquarium, and so this time they have a plan. A, they're going to, you know, they have some coupons that they can use if they do want to go to things like Science World or Aquarium. But they're also going to just really keep it simple. They live near the beach. The kids love the beach. And so they're just going to go for picnics on the beach and go for walks, go for hikes. They're going to barbecue, so not eat out. And so they've got a real clear plan this time, whereas last time I don't think they had a plan. You kind of go with the flow. But this time they absolutely do not want to spend $1,000, and they still want to have as much fun and great family visiting. So they have a very clear plan that they do not want to overspend, and just keep it simple and enjoy the beautiful BC beaches and parkland.
And maybe they won't stay so long next time.
More than that, well.
Because, you know, my husband's what mom used to always say, house guests and garbage start to stink after 3 days, you know. And she was always perfect because it was a 3 or 4 day adventure, and it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Because then it leaves you wanting more on both sides. Yeah. And when you live in Victoria, a lot of people visit, especially if they're from, you know, cold weather. And so they do sometimes tend to stay for long periods of time. And it becomes a burden on people after a while. And I don't think sometimes families realize this.
Yeah, so you can be clear and just say, yeah, we'd love to have you, but we've only got these 3 days set aside, so let's, you know, make the most of it when you come. Or in this case, also my client was going to talk to her brother and just say, look, you know, if the kids want to do these activities, send them with some cash, and then they can, you know, if they want to go to, you know, the P&E or whatever, then they've got their own spending money for that kind of stuff, too. So just clear expectations.
Why is that so hard to say, though? You feel like a cheapskate. Yeah. Why is it so hard to say, you know, give your kids some cash?
It is hard because we do feel cheap and we feel it's stingy. But you know what? It's being proactive and it's being responsible. And nobody wants, like her brother absolutely does not want her to go into debt to entertain her children. So he will absolutely send them money and be clear with the children that this is for those activities, not for hot dogs and, you know, other things that they don't absolutely need.
So you kind of have to get your voice. You have to communicate and not be afraid of what's going to happen, because probably nothing bad's going to happen. What are they going to say? Great.
No, exactly. And I think it'll be everybody will be a lot less stressed, and we'll have our you know, it'll be clear on what we can expect, and hopefully it'll be a lot more fun and not, you know, no hard feelings on either side. And I think that's right, is finding your voice and being clear about your priorities. She absolutely wants to see her family, but she also doesn't want to go into debt to do it.
So, well, I think you've given us some great tips for this summer and how to get a plan. And then that can carry on to the fall, where you really start putting some numbers in your plan, and you won't have the same problem next year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, plan ahead. All 12 months of them. Don't just plan 2 or 3 months. Think about the whole year, and now is a good time to start thinking about Christmas and next winter holiday.
Lordy. Lordy. Sheila, how do people get a hold of you? They want to know more about you, your book, and what you guys do.
Absolutely. MoneyCoachesCanada.ca is our website, and if you want to buy our book, it's available on Amazon.ca or .com, and it's Unstuck, How to Get Out of Your Money Rut and Start Living the Life You Want.
Yeah, it's a great book. Listen, enjoy the weather today. Get out there and have some fun.
Perfect. Great.
And don't spend any money.
No, absolutely. Okay.
Take care. Thanks talking to you. Okay. Now we're going to talk to Hillary Lewis, who's the team manager of the Mount Doug Rams football team. And we were talking a few weeks ago. Well, yeah, 2 weeks ago, because they had their first scrap drive last weekend. They're doing it again today because it's so popular. And, you know, all of us have some scrap metal lying around. We may not know exactly what to do with it. This is a great way to recycle, you know, kind of redo your house over and not have all this mess hanging around, and to also do a good thing for this team and give them some money. How are you doing, Hillary?
Great. Thanks, Patty.
How are things going so far? Now, you start at 12:30 today, right?
We started at 9 o'clock. So we have junior varsity at 9 and then varsity come out at 12:30. So we've been here since about 8:30.
Wow. And how is it going so far?
A little bit slower than last weekend. We're mainly doing a lot of pickups today, but we've got 2 bins almost full, and it's still really steady. It's just last week we had about 7 or 8 vehicles lining up at any one time, so we want to get more people out there today.
Okay, well, listen, we've got lots of people right now who are listening. They're maybe at the dump or going to go to the dump, and they may have metal right there in their trailer right now. So instead of doing that, Hillary, where do people bring this scrap metal to?
Okay, so people can just come them up to Mount Doug High School, which is off Gordon Head Road in Lavelle, and we're actually behind the school in the parking lot by the football field. And you can't miss us. We've got two great big bins here from Schneitzer. We've got a green bin from Intera that we're using for garbage, so we're really visible from Lavelle, there's no doubt. And you can hear the noise. In fact, I'm talking to you in my car because everybody's pounding things and dismantling barbecues and lawnmowers and washers and dryers and stoves and weight equipment and everything.
Okay, so let's just go over some of that stuff right now. If someone's at home and they're going, gosh, I want to get rid of this, it doesn't work or it's not worth anything, what kind of items are acceptable?
Pretty well everything except for fridges or freezers, because we can't drain the Freon. It's timely and costly. So anything a magnet sticks to, and anything a magnet doesn't stick to, because the magnet will stick to steel, and then if the magnet doesn't stick, it's usually either aluminum, brass, copper, any old wiring, lawn mowers, hot water tanks, paint cans that don't have paint in them. People have a bucket of nails or screws sitting around. We'd love to have those. I mean, there's just so many options. My son got rid of some old cymbals from his drum kit that were like no-name cymbals. Those are great. Get more money for anything the metal doesn't stick to or the magnet doesn't stick to. So anything, old exercise equipment, you name it.
And doesn't everybody have that big bucket of nails that they never get rid of? And bags and buckets, and it's like, oh, yeah, from that project, and they never get dumped.
Yeah, and cars. If you've got a car sitting around in your on your yard, we'd love to have it towed. I think we have 6 cars so far this drive. Last year when we did this, we had 14 cars.
Ooh, let's get some cars in there. So can they just phone you and let you know where they are? Can you go pick up any stuff if people have a stove right now? Can somebody pick it up for them?
Absolutely. I'll give you an email address as well as a telephone number.
Perfect.
And there's a person right here that's monitoring all the callers and dispatching trucks. Right now we have about 7 trucks on the road doing pickups.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So listen, if you're home right now and you're looking at that garage going, oh my gosh, well, that's what I'm doing, because I have 2 that are a mess, but I don't have any metal, unfortunately. But if you have some metal in your garage right now, give Hillary, give them a call or an email. And what are those contacts again?
Okay, the telephone number is 778-433-7455.
Okay.
And then the email address is ramsfundraiser@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And if anybody has anything also, if there's you can email me at my pattymack@shaw.ca or my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Hillary, tell us where these funds go to.
It costs a lot to run this football program. It costs about $50,000 a year. You've got about 70 players and replacement equipment, for example, football gear, jerseys. Like if we were to reorder all jerseys, for example, that would be $13,000.
Wow.
And we're not doing that this year, but that'll come up in the next couple of years. Our main expense is travel, because until this year, we were the only AAA football team on Vancouver Island. There's now one more team. So most of our games are on the mainland. And while some of those teams travel over here, we do most of the traveling. And we do this as thrifty as we can. We try to have parents take the players out to the ferry. We walk on, and then we walk off and we get a school bus. The only time we get a bus to the ferry is a weekday when we can't have enough parents. They're all working to take us out there. So we're as thrifty as we can.
Yeah, and these are great kids. Hillary, also we want to get people out this year, the Rams games. You can go to the Mount Doug website for the Rams, all the games they have at town here. They're at the Royal Athletic Park, and they're also out in the West Shore. Great football. They were at BC Place last year. They won for the second time. Now this year they're going for the three-peat to be the BC champions in the AAA division. So it's a great program and really wonderful people. It's all volunteers. So if you have some scrap metal today, please go to Mount Doug, behind Mount Doug, drop it off, call them, and they'll pick it up. And it's a great thing you're doing. Hillary, have a wonderful day. We'll see you later.
Okay. Thanks so much, Patty.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
When we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Dale Adrian from Murphy Wall Beds of Canada.
A new roof is a big investment. One of the most important decisions you can make for the protection and value of your home. Before you do anything, look into a steel roof from Irwin Industries. It's fireproof, moss-free, with clean lines and concealed fasteners. Available in over 40 colors, your new roof will last virtually forever. When it comes to the roof over your head, go with a proven system from a proven company. Irwin Industries, 875 Viewfield Road, irwinvi.com. Call 382-5154.
you ever doubt I'd come back?
Tuesday on CTV, Canada's number one summer drama, Saving Hope, returns. After being on the brink of death, Charlie now sees life differently. But the experience has given him a gift he can't explain.
If I do this for you, that's my life from now on. I'm talking to spirits, ghosts, whatever you are.
Saving Hope, Tuesday at 10 on CTV. Catch up on Season 1 of Saving Hope with the CTV app and ctv.ca.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 News Update. Premier Christy Clark and New Democrat leader Adrian Dix will be busy tonight dealing with the fallout from the May 14th election. While the Liberals swept to an unexpected victory over the NDP, Clark lost her own seat in Vancouver Point Grey and is now seeking a seat in West Kelowna so she can enter the legislature. Clark will be in the Okanagan riding this morning for a formal candidate selection meeting and will then begin campaigning. Meantime, Dix is scheduled to address the NDP's provincial council in Vancouver. A BC Supreme Court justice is expected to sentence on Monday the former officer who was on the deck of the Queen of the North ferry the night it sank. A jury convicted Carl Lilgert last month for the deaths of Gerald Fwasi and Shirley Rosette, who haven't been seen and are presumed dead after the ferry sank off the northwest coast on March 22, 2006. Lilgert's sentencing hearing wrapped up yesterday, with the Crown asking for a six-year prison term and the defense arguing for a conditional sentence of nearly 2 years that would allow the disgraced mariner to avoid time in custody. Lilgert delivered a tearful apology to those whose lives have been changed by the sinking, including the families and the missing passengers, the survivors, and his own family. A BC Supreme Court judge says two men who live in this province must pay the United States Securities Commission more than $4.5 million in American funds. The men were found liable by a New York court in 2011 over a stock manipulation scam, and the United States Securities and Exchange Commission then sought an enforcement order in the BC court. Justice Peter Rogers ruled that William Peaver and Philip Curtis failed to prove the Securities Commission would keep the money rather than distribute it to their victims. He also dismissed an argument by Peaver that the U.S. judgment was obtained by fraud. The Quintette coal mine near Tumbler Ridge will reopen. The provincial government gave its approval this week, and Energy and Mines Minister Bill Bennett says the Tech Resources facility is expected to employ more than 500 people. Bennett said the reopening of the mine, which had operated between 1982 and 2000, required the partnership of six First Nations in the area. The open pit mine is expected to produce steel-making coal for overseas markets. CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria. Today, sunny with highs of 21, a UV index of 8 or very high. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of 12 degrees. Sunday, increasing clouds, 60% chance of showers in the evening, and a high of 20 degrees. Currently in downtown Victoria, it's sunny and 18. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Good morning. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're going to talk about furniture. We have Daryl Adrian on the phone from Murphy Wall Beds of Canada. If you want to customize your space, no better way than a Murphy Wall Bed or the many other products they have. It's a local company for 25 years. How are you, Daryl?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. I'm sitting outside in the backyard in beautiful Machosen enjoying the Victoria sunshine.
Oh, my gosh. I was doing an open house and saw Daryl a few weeks ago, and he loves Machosen. It is a beautiful place out there, Daryl.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, and we love living here, and we love doing business in Victoria, that's for sure.
And, you know, Daryl, I know you're a longtime Victorian because we have family way back. And,
yes,
you know, living here for many years, and your company's been here 25 years, what do you find with your customers that they like so much dealing with you and your local company?
Well, bottom line, you know, being around for so long, we've literally done thousands of jobs all up and down the island over the 25 years. My business partner and I, Tom Bazins, have owned the company for about 8 years now. And the whole goal is just to make sure that all expectations are met and people are absolutely satisfied. And that type of long-term business philosophy has just put us in a good position to get repeat and referral business. And, you know, my dad taught me a long time ago, if you don't do a job right, don't do it at all. So I've taken that to heed, and we bring that to our business.
Yeah, and you've got a great family. And if people don't know about Murphy Wall Beds, they are fantastic, and if you are selling a home, from my perspective, people love the desks or the wall beds or whatever other product you make. Tell people what a Murphy wall bed is.
Okay, so basically, in simplest forms, it's a bed that folds up and down out of a cabinet from the wall. And what we offer is a patented trademark product, and you know, they've been around for obviously over 100 years. But what it does, it just gives you that space back in a room that may be underutilized. Like, say, for example, you're living in a two-bedroom condo, and you happen to have a queen-size bed sitting in that room. Believe it or not, in Victoria, that bed takes up almost $10,000 worth of square footage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is work with the customer to utilize that space to best suit their needs. For example, there's a lot of people that like to have a home office. There's a lot of people that like to do crafts. A lot of people like to do exercise. So what they're doing, rather than purchasing, you know, larger square footages, they're better utilizing, you know, their space to get the needs that they want from that space.
And then all around the bed can be built in for storage. So it's
double
duty with everything.
Well, what we're all about is, I would say, design with purpose. So we basically work with the customer to find out the space they have, what they want to do, have, or store in that space, and then we'll design a system all around the Murphy bed with custom cabinetry to suit their needs, which removes clutter, creates storage, you get organized. People, it's like literally like a breath of fresh air. When people have a job done, they go from, like, you know, this chaotic space to this beautiful, linear, beautifully designed room that gives them multi-purpose.
Totally, because I guess you find too, Daryl, that a lot of these extra bedrooms become just like an extra garage full of garbage, right?
Yes, I have an extra garage in my house right now, and it's full of garbage.
So you need one. So by getting the system, you can actually make it look stunning and more useful for you.
Well, bottom line, I mean, we work with the customer. We go to their home, and we look at their, you know, what they have for design. We look at what they have for cabinetry, and we can create a space and a look that's going to match their home. So we don't carry any inventory. Everything is custom made at our shop in Sydney, and we have a full spray booth, custom stain booth. We have a CNC cutting machine. So we can really create virtually anything, any look that the customer may want, from super contemporary to very, very traditional.
So what kind of looks are in right now? Is it the white? Is it wood? And what kind of wood grain would it be right now? What styles are you seeing?
Well, right now, the most popular, I would say, is the very clean, simple, contemporary look. Grains, very edge grain fur, bamboo, things like that are very popular. We also work with a lot of commercial-grade laminates, and there's a wide range of colors and varieties available in that as well. So I would say the contemporary right now is much more popular than the traditional. I would say, you know, 7 to 8 years ago, people were really into the very, you know, customized traditional with flutes and crowns and moldings and, you know, paneling and things like that, which we still do, but they've fallen out of favor a little more, you know, giving way to the contemporary look.
And tell me, the bed, how comfortable are they?
Okay, well, that's the beautiful thing, is that the Murphy bed literally takes 1 second to operate. It's light as air, smooth, quiet, easy to use. And the main thing that people don't realize, you can leave the bed actually completely made, sheets, pillows, and blankets. And the biggest benefit is there is absolutely no difference in comfort going from a Murphy bed to a regular bed.
Wow.
Because they just use a regular mattress.
So you can keep it made up. So if you have a really small place too, say you just have a bachelor suite, you could have one of these.
What's happened right now, we work with several builders and developers,
right. And
we just done a building downtown. We've been working with a developer called the Mondrian, and they've come to us to come up with solutions for their bachelor suites. And what we've done, we work with their designer and the look of the building to create sort of that perfect space to give the utilization of the sleeping quarters, plus the look and all the sort of convenience and features that you'd want to have in a building like that. And they've been very, very pleased. What we've done in these units, we've actually mounted flat-screen televisions to the front of the bed so they can double as a media room and a sleeper.
Wow. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's very cool.
And so you don't have to have, like, the big bed in there or the those sort of couchy kind of beds anymore.
Yeah.
You can have something you can pull up in the day and actually have a living room during the day.
And that's what their original concept was. And because basically the biggest benefit of the Murphy bed, it takes up like only 16 inches of space in the upright position. And I don't know if you ever pulled out a hide-a-bed or a cot, and yet they're, you know, some people can't even do it, but they're heavy, they're awkward. They do take up a lot of floor space, but then you have to make it every time. So these are just a real clean, smooth, simple solution that virtually, you know, anyone can enjoy, because we do everything from condominiums to huge luxury homes and everything in between. And we also do a lot of commercial work as well, like all the, you know, fire halls we've done in Victoria and Saanich, the universities. We've done work for VEHA. We've done custom exam tables with the Murphy Bed Hardware for VEHA. It's almost endless what you can do with some interesting design and, you know, working with us in that concept.
When we come back, let's talk about some of the desks and some of the other things that you do at Murphy Wall Beds. Back in a minute with Daryl.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Hey, Wesley here for CFAX 1070. If you're looking for a way to kick off the summer, maybe you want to spend some time downtown in the sun, maybe you want to listen to some live music, head down to Broad Street. I'm here between Johnson and Yates. They've blocked off the street this afternoon for a block party. Local businesses have set up displays. There's food and drink, tons of prizes, in-store deals for today only. And today's main attraction, a live marimba band. That's a six-piece wooden xylophone ensemble. Never heard them play before, but they're playing music from noon till four. That's happening. Also, lots of camping displays from Robinson's to get you ready for the camping season, and frozen yogurt samples from Kula. That and much, much more all happening on Broad Street between Johnson and Yates till 5 p.m. tonight. My name's Wesley, and that's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert! Dodge Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodge prices with close-up prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery. Information alert! 100% locally owned and operated Dodge Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DodgeFurniture.com.
Proud, progressive, reliable. That says a great deal about Budget of Victoria Car and Truck Rental. They're different because of their service. It's better. Budget of Victoria is there for you 24/7. So when you need to go places, move to a new place, or shuttle the team, make Budget of Victoria your go-to rental company. They're locally grown with deep community roots.
I work for Budget of Victoria and I'm proud of it.
Budget of Victoria Car and Truck Rental. Google them or find them on Facebook and budgetvictoria.com.
We are back with Daryl Adrian from Murphy Wall Beds of Canada. And on the website, Daryl, I see that, you know, desks and kitchens you show. What other kind of products do you do at your store?
Well, basically, what we do, we work with the customer to create virtually anything. We've been doing bed surrounds. We do media centers. We've done even, like, laundry hampers. we've gone into condominiums, and people want custom things made in the materials that they selected and the size they want. So virtually, we can create, you know, almost anything. And one little cool thing that was I forgot to mention is that the quality of this product, I mean, our hardware, we only use the commercial-grade hardware. Hardware was actually selected for use on U.S. Air Force One.
Wow.
So
it's smooth.
It's smooth and quiet, everything from airplanes to condos. So.
Wow. And I guess right now everybody's really into this clean look and no clutter, so it must sort of really tie into your business that people want specific storage things, like you're saying laundry. What kind of laundry thing were you doing?
Oh, just basically custom hampers with the same materials just to match what the consumer wanted to have in their bedrooms and outer rooms. But we've worked with, like, artists, painters, quilters, crafters to create, like, those perfect storage solutions. I worked with one fellow, and he was a commercial poster maker, and he needed a cabinet which turned into an easel, which also he could store all his painting equipment and also leave all the posters without folding them in trays. So we can be that detailed size-wise and, you know, utility-wise.
That's a bit of a head-scratcher. That must be something, trying to come up with some of those concepts to fit all those
and,
needs.
And the cool thing that we have this amazing computer program, which I call a room solution, and we sit down with the customer. We actually come to your home, and there's no cost or obligation for that. And you show us the room. We put it in our computer. And then we start designing out with the customer exactly what they want to have so they can see it in a three-dimensional scale image so they fully understand exactly how it looks and how it's going to work.
Do you find now that a lot of your clients are downsizing and there's nothing that kind of fits their needs out there in the stores?
Yeah, well, on a daily basis, I have customers coming in and saying, listen, we just sold our house, we're moving into a condo, and we don't have any storage. I mean, that's literally, I hear that same story probably 3 to 4 times a day. And it's quite common because basically, you know, as people, you know, downsize, they don't want to heat a, you know, a 4,000-square-foot home or air-condition that size of home anymore. And they want to be more efficient not only with their use of space with, but also, you know, cost of running a home. And that's where we fit the bill.
Perfect. Now, people, if they want to know more about you, Daryl, how would they do that?
Yeah, probably the best thing is what we really enjoy is personal interaction. We'd love people to come down to our showroom at the corner of Finlayson and Douglas. It's in the Van City Savings Building, but also they're welcome to visit our website, which is www.murphybeds-victoria.com, or give us a call at any time at 250-744-2195.
Well, that's perfect, Daryl. Thank you so much. Great talking to you. Get out there and enjoy that deck of yours in Machosen.
Okay, Patty, all the best.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Now we're going to talk to someone I know well, Hudson Mack. Of course, last weekend we were in Toronto and he won the RTDNA President's Award, and it was an amazing experience. We had two of our three kids were there. Hamilton's still in Europe. And our Hud's sister-in-law came up from Detroit, JoJo McGregor, and gave the Byron McGregor Award, which was Hud's brother. So it was really a wonderful experience. And this video that was done was incredible. How are you doing, Hudson?
I'm well, thanks, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm great. Now you're out doing. Are you buying more stuff for our garages today?
I'm going to garage sales to fill up our garages to populate our garage sale when we eventually have one.
Oh my gosh! You must stop. This is hobby.
The producers from Hoarders are tailing me.
Oh no, Hudson! Tell us about this award you won and how prestigious it is and how you felt about getting it.
Well, thank you, Patty. It was presented a week ago last night, so it's getting to be a little bit of old news, which is not a good thing in our business. But it was presented to me by the what used to be known as the RTNDA, the Radio TV News Directors Association, which a couple of years ago changed its name, as did the organization in the U.S., to the RTDNA, which is the Radio Television Digital News Association, which reflects the changes in the industry. Mm-hmm. The President's Award is given at the discretion of the president of the organization, which I was in the mid-90s, from 95, two terms through 97. And it is presented to somebody who has made a significant contribution to the association and to the betterment of broadcast journalism and excellence in broadcast journalism in the country. So I was humbled indeed when President Ian Koenigsfest from CKNW called me to tell me that I was the choice this year. At my first RTNDA convention in 1990, Jack Webster was the recipient. And since then,
amazing.
The likes of Lloyd Robertson and Don Cameron and Dick Smythe and Peter Mansbridge and Craig Oliver, the list goes on and on of truly the giants in the industry. And I feel humbled and certainly in over my head, perhaps, that I'm in the company of such people. But it was a terrific honor. Our assistant news director at CTV Vancouver Island, Heather Kim, put together a terrific video, which ran over 21 minutes, which in our business is an eternity. And I was getting the gears from people about that at the dinner. And I cut my speech short, mercifully, so that the whole program only ran about 30 minutes. But it was, she had rounded up people that I have worked with in the industry and that I have known and associated myself with, and it was a real nice tribute. It was I joked at the dinner that we got a good head start on the obit, because it really was one of those kind of life encompassing moments. And one of the reasons I say this with no false humility, that the award was given to me, was in recognition of what I've been able to do and have been fortunate to do to help the community in my years in Vancouver Island. I've been here since 1985 when I came here from Prince George and started doing late news on Czech TV, and that's where you and I met and fell in love, and the rest is a romance novel. I have always believed strongly that if you're in this business and you have the influence, if you will, or certainly the visibility that is loaned to you as you are part of this this industry and broadcasting, you have an obligation to try to use that for the betterment of people in your community. And in a small way, I hope I have done that, and that's part of what the award recognized.
Well, Hudson, you know, whether it's big ways or small ways, I know on the tape Janice talks about how this nothing would have happened if you hadn't given her that leg up. Whether it's the toast program where you help them with the toast and get them a new toaster, or the fellow outside here who meets you every once in a while who you help dress for his dad's funeral because he didn't have any suits, that no one knows about the things you do that you just do quietly. And I see it all the time, and I think you're amazing and so deserved of this award. And, you know, it was interesting. I read in the Times columnist a piece about Michaela Pereira, who, of course, we worked with at Czech, and I think I helped her with her first weather broadcast, and she didn't like not having a pen, something in her hand, so I gave her a pen. And now she's on CNN. And, you know, we think about we make it when we go somewhere else, but I think there's something to be said about making it where you live. And seeing that video, you have friends across the country here and in the States in the news business, and you've given back so much. You're 35 years in the air in BC, so you're the second longest running anchor against Tony Parsons. And I believe you're a success because of what you've done and where you're at now.
Well, thank you, honey. You're very kind, and certainly all the people who've been in touch since news of the award came out who have offered their kind words of congratulations and well wishes. I'm humbled, truly, to hear some of the things that have been said. But I really do believe that, you know, you talk about awards, and we've done very well at CFAX with two Edward R. Murrow Awards and a Canadian RTDNA Award this year, and at CTV we had four Murrows and three RTDNAs. And we've won. We are the only local station in the country, in Canada, to have won an International Murrow Award this year. And, you know, there's sort of two schools of thoughts on awards, that it's kind of inside baseball and it's, you know, people in the business patting each other on the back. But what it really does, I think, for viewers and for listeners who have come to know you and trust you to come into their homes or onto their radios every day, it is recognition for them that what we are doing really is of a high quality, and that we really do care a lot about what we do, and that standards and ethics and good journalism matters. And that's why these awards are important.
You speak real good.
Thank you. By the way, if you watch that new CNN show, Michaela still has a pen in her hand. So
I know. I that's why I said to her, she didn't know what to do. She still does. Also, Hud, you're not just a pretty face, you're the news director at CFAX and Cool, and also at CTV Vancouver Island, so you have a big crew under you, and you do a great job at that. When we come back after the break, I want to talk about your family and how you got in the business. Back in a couple of minutes.
Picture yourself in the summer of sustainability. Now going green at home is a snap. This summer, we're taking pictures of ourselves using water wisely, leaving our car behind, and putting our landscape to work. Then we're adding to the big picture by emailing and tweeting our photos with the hashtag Green365. Find yourself in the 365 gallery along with more information on improving your home's green appeal at sustainable.ca/green365 or contact the CRD hotline at 250-360-3030. Proudly supported by the Times Colonist and CFAX 1070.
Hi, it's me. Could you tell me the address of your rental property again? That's where I am. I thought I had the wrong place. No, I'm on your roof, and it's in good shape. You're at least 5 years away from needing it replaced. You're very welcome.
Sometimes you don't need a new roof, and if that's the deal, Aerial Roofing will tell you. Aerial Roofing. Honest about roofing. For a free estimate, get in touch at aerialroofing.ca.
Level Ground Trading. Fresh, direct, delicious.
At Level Ground Trading, we envision a world where people do not store their coffee in the freezer and they know how to use a French press. To brew a delicious French press at home, start with 9 tablespoons of coffee, add 1 liter of water just off the boil, steep for 4 minutes, press, and enjoy. Quality requires a recipe. Learn more tips like this at levelground.com/coffeeprep.
A large, brand new, single-family home starting at just $359. Think you have to go over the Malahat for that? You don't. The home of your dreams is right here at Hazelwood Crossing in Langford. Need a mortgage helper suite? You can have that. Need a huge amount of space? You can have that too. So before you commit to the nightmare that is the Hat, drop by Hazelwood Crossing and let the cutting-edge quality speak for itself. Hazelwood Crossing in Langford. Learn more at hazelwoodcrossing.com.
We are back. We're talking to Hudson Mack, who is the news director from CTV Vancouver Island and CFAX and Cool. And he won the RTDNA President's Award last weekend. And there's an amazing video out in that. And we'll give you the link to that in a while. How do you come from a media background? Tell us a little bit about your dad and your brother.
Well, people who know my story know I'm from Calgary, and anybody who might be listening on the computer in Calgary, we're sending our best wishes and prayers to the people in Calgary affected by the flooding. Man, what a mess. Mm-hmm. And, I've lived here most of my life, and I love Vancouver Island, but they say once a Calgarian, always a Calgarian, and having been born and raised there, I have a real affection for the city. But my dad was on the radio in Calgary for many years, from the 40s through the 70s when we moved to the BC interior. His name was Clarence Mack, and many of our listeners who were in Calgary in that era will remember him from the old days at CFAC and what was known as the Toast and Marmalade program, which was his morning show. He was kind of the Al Farabee of Calgary, if you will. And my brother was in the industry as well. His name was Gary Mack, but he was known by the pseudonym Byron McGregor, which actually was my uncle's name, my mom's brother, but that's a story that we don't have time for. And he worked in Windsor, Detroit, at CKLW in the early 70s, at a time when CKLW was the most influential radio station in the world. And the music they played and the way they did their news, they did 20-20 news at the 20 after and 22 mark on the clock, so that when other stations were doing news, they were doing music, and they found a way, and if you Google it, there's a good old website that's got some of the old audio examples. It was sensationalistic, and it was blood and guts, but it was right for the time in Detroit in that era, and it was amazing, as you look back on it, that this was a pretty cool era in radio.
Your brother died in 95, and of course, one of your biggest achievements in the RTDNA is that there's a Byron McGregor Award, which of course CFAX has won, which was great, and JoJo, his widow, was able to join us in Toronto, which was fantastic.
Yeah, it was very neat to have her there. She was there in 95 when we inaugurated the award. He died in January of 95. He also did a spoken word recording called The Americans, which was an editorial Gordon Sinclair had done at CFRB in Toronto, that sold 3.5 million copies in its first week and went on to, he donated all of the proceeds that he would have received from it to the American Red Cross, because the upshot of the piece was that the Red Cross had gone broke with disasters that year, and despite the fact that Americans helped others, nobody helped Americans. I just want to do, I know we're on a short time, Dahl, but I want to make sure that as we're talking about the awards that we've received at the stations, we've received a lot of individual honors. These news awards are a team effort, and we have won for investigative reporting and for best newscast, and broadcasting really is a team effort, and no one person does it, even though a reporter might be the person you see on the air doing the story. But we've had some great individual honors. Bruce Williams, who does a terrific job in the community, received the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal, which is was pointed out. I got it on her gold.
We have about a minute, Hud.
When she was here in 2002. Myra Lawrence was one of the top 20 under 40. Cool FM's morning show won an award this year, and Cool's was one of the best station in its format. So we have a really good group of people, and these awards mean a lot. And I want to thank you for being so sweet and putting those notices in the paper here in the Times Colonist, as well as the Toronto Star while we were there, the Calgary Herald for my family and the Sun. And you're a real sweetheart, and you're my best promoter. And
well, I'd share from the rooftops. I don't think people realize how, like, your history and you know, you've introduced Clinton, you've introduced the Queen, Dan Rather's on your video. Tell people how they can see your video. I have it on my website. It's going to be up today or tomorrow on lifestylewithpattymack.com, or you can Hud's Twitter, at CTV Hudson. Or how else can people see it, Hud?
If you check my Twitter, at CTV Hudson, you know, there's a previous tweet that has a link to it. We'll put a link to the YouTube channel that has the clip on it on your website later today, and people can have a look at that.
And also, if you YouTube Hudson?
Yeah, you might be able to find it that way.
Right. So if you wanted to see it, get in touch with me. It's unbelievably good. It really is. It's an amazing video. Hud, I'm very, very proud of you. Don't buy any more stuff today.
Wait to see what I've got.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so afraid to come home. You are so fun to live with, and you are just the best in every way. Love you, Hud. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you, TJ, as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.
Thank you.